This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The long-running federal probe into Hunter Biden has taken a big step. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's son has been indicted on federal firearms charges, accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun 5 years ago. Hunter Biden had reached a plea deal that would include sparing him prosecution on a gun possession charge as he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor tax charges. But the deal fell apart in July. While defense lawyers argued that part of the agreement remains valid, prosecutors say otherwise. Hunter Biden's also under investigation for his business dealings and could still face tax charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Morocco's King Mohammed VI held a cabinet meeting on Thursday to discuss reconstruction following the recent deadly earthquake. The royal palace said in a statement that 50,000 houses were known to have been damaged by the earthquake, and it would provide shelter and 30,000 dirhams to affected households. It also pledged to offer reconstruction aid of 140,000 dirhams for collapsed homes and 80,000 for damaged ones. The 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the High Atlas Mountains late on September 8th killed 2,946 people and injured 5,674, according to the latest figures, making it Morocco's deadliest since 1960 and most powerful since at least 1900. The Libyan Red Crescent aid organization says that the death toll from floods in the eastern Libyan city of Derna has soared to 11,300. The secretary general of the group says a further 10,100 are reported missing in the coastal city. Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly flooding in many eastern towns, but the worst hit was Derna. Residents say they heard loud explosions Sunday night when dams outside the city collapsed. Health officials previously had put the death toll at 5,500. This is VOA News. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is lashing out at the GOP's hard right flank as he tries to lead a fractured majority. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some hardline conservatives like Matt Gaetz say the GOP has a choice, either force McCarthy to live up to promises he made to become speaker
or remove you.
People in a private Republican meeting this morning say McCarthy dared them to do it, using an expletive.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference.
McCarthy's facing a hard right element that's threatening to shut down the government over spending cut demands, and one that's not appeased by his impeachment inquiry against President Biden. McCarthy says he will survive.
And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
Top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries says that's the problem. Republicans are too busy fighting each other instead of fighting for Americans.
It's sad. It's dangerous. And it's pathetic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Raising hope for animal-human transplants, a pig kidney worked for a record 2 months in a donated body. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's the longest a genetically modified pig kidney has ever functioned inside a human. Maurice Mo Miller was brain dead. His body was donated to New York University's Langone Health.
We were able to push it this far without any significant major rejection event.
Massimo Mangiola says it shows this type of transplant is doable. The dramatic experiment came to an end. The pig kidney was removed. Before the body was returned to his family for cremation, there was a moment of silence in honor of Mo Miller.
Who has given us so much and contributed so much to our understanding of transplantation.
Dr. Vashish Tatapudi says this was a tremendous contribution to science.
And Mo's family needs to be commended for allowing us to do this.
The hope is to eventually test pig kidneys in the living. I'm Ed Donahue.
Washington is not worried that sanctions imposed on Turkish firms as part of a broad action against Russia could derail Sweden's bid to join NATO. Here is State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We continue to work with them to communicate that NATO accession is important for Sweden and should happen as soon as possible. And we take President Erdogan's assurances that it will happen at great value. And we don't see these as any way connected. And we don't see that in any way these sanctions should have any impact at all on that accession.
The Biden administration is set to impose sanctions on five Turkish companies and a Turkish national on Thursday, accusing them of helping Russia evade sanctions and supporting Moscow in its war against Ukraine. A senior Treasury official said the action comes at a delicate moment for U.S.-Turkey relations, with Washington hoping Ankara will ratify NATO membership for Sweden when the Turkish parliament reconvenes in early October. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.